Welcome to the Iconic Womanhood Podcast, where we celebrate and learn from the wisdom of authentic, brilliant, conscious, and creative women from all around the world. This podcast will leave you inspired, empowered, and equipped to become truly iconic. And now, here is your host, Akenna. She is a transformational coach and speaker.
Hello, everyone. It's been a little bit of time. I apologize for taking an unscheduled break, but you know, my soul needed it. As much as I love you guys, I just needed a short time away. It just kind of happened. And I feel refreshed for making that intentional decision to drop the ball. And I wanted to start out with this episode to kind of talk about that, to talk about when we have to make decisions that we didn't plan to make in order to take care of ourselves. And then I want to tell you that we do have some wonderful interviews coming your way again, woohoo, soon. And so I'm excited for what tomorrow will bring. And I mean tomorrow in the general sense of the word, you know, right? You know, it's been a minute, so we have to reacquaint ourselves. I also want to tell you that I am reintroducing myself to French. I studied French all through high school and actually elementary as well. And I have a working knowledge, to be honest, as far as when I can hear it and read it, you know, have some understanding, but not at all fluent. But I'm reacquainting myself with it. And I just want to warn you up front. I really just want to give you a heads up that once I become fluent, I shall become unapologetically pretentious. All right? Just want to put that out there so that when I start to je ne sais quoi all over the place, you will grant me grace because I shall be nouveau French, yes? So I thought I would share that off the bat. But how are you? I hope you had a wonderful month of February and March. I hope you've had a wonderful first quarter of the year. And I hope that even if it hasn't been quote unquote so wonderful, that you can look back at it and say, you know what? There were some really great things there. And even the things that were not so great, you know, hey, they all work together for my good. I've had quite an interesting first quarter. Many, many good things. Some things that were a bit challenging. And all of it is part of this wonderful jollof that we call life. Today, I'd like to share something with you. If you follow me on Instagram, and if you don't follow me on Instagram, hello, can we connect? My Instagram is iconicwomanhood_coach. And yesterday on my Instagram, I did a quick impromptu live because I went downstairs right in front of my TV, I have a little coffee table. This coffee table feels like me. It is a little bit glam. There's some gold on there. I feel like, you know, I've been told that if there isn't gold or shimmer, it's not me. So there's a little bit of that. There's some candles. There's some coffee table books, as it's normal. There's some fragrance, which is kind of me. And then there's this beautiful orchid. And I remember when I bought the orchid. I've always loved orchids. In fact, I think they might be my favorite flower. But I didn't always keep orchids because they also require specific attention. And I wasn't always prepared to be invested at that level. I hope you caught that. For those of you listening, that's just the first nugget on this. You know, many women, there's so many women that say, hey, you know, why aren't I, I'm not getting the attention. You know, so many other women are getting so much attention and, you know, he's not coming and yada, 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 right around relationships. I just want you to catch this. You see, I love flowers. And I've always loved the orchid. I admire it. It's beautiful. But I will often pick a rose, or if I'm buying a houseplant, I'll pick something more sturdy, something easier. Are you catching this? Are you catching this? You might be an orchid. And that may be why, you know, someone might admire you and think you're amazing, but they just are not prepared to invest at that level. Or maybe they have to do some inner work, right, to get there. This is real talk. So I actually needed to do some inner work just to even get the actual orchid plant, because I knew that I had to be committed to taking care of it the way it needed to be taken care of. And I just want to tell you, throughout this podcast, prepare yourself. There are going to be some nuggets, because this one little plant taught me so much. I'm about to preach a sermon, as someone will say, right? So here's the thing, and I said a little bit about this on my IGTV. If you already watched that, don't tune off, because there's more here. I want you to dig deep into this. There's more that's coming on this podcast, because I thought about it and I said I want to go deeper. And I had to commit. I had to become the person that said, I not only want to admire the orchid, but I actually want to maintain the orchid. I recognize what it takes. And I wasn't the kind of woman that could have done that before. I wasn't ready. So there's some people that, you know, you have come into their lives, and they've come into your lives, and they adore you, right? And this is another good example. I'm a business owner, right? There's some amazing people I'd love to work with. I'm not ready for that right now. I'm not ready to pay the compensation that is required. You know, I see their value, but I'm just not there yet. And this is important for you, right? Whether you're a business owner, you know, sometimes you have clients who love you, but they're not yet there, right? They're like, oh, I'm saving my coins. I'm coming, right? They're coming along. So don't then start changing yourself thinking, oh my God, it's not working. It's working, right? It's just that maybe where you are, the people that are around you, you know, are not quite ready for you. So maybe you need to kind of move. That's another conversation. Same thing for the men, right? Relationships, for organizations. Sometimes you're an orchid and they're just not ready for the orchid. Now, when I bought this orchid and I placed it on the table, it literally transformed the whole table. I felt like this living thing, because I had all these other trinkets on there. It was just the essence of me. The essence. Beautiful. Every time I would go downstairs, it would bring me such joy. And I would take care of it. But this one time, and the way the orchid needed care, this particular one, I would have to soak it in water for a few, like 15, 20 minutes. And that would be it for the week. Like, it had a little container. I did a show and tell on my Instagram. And this particular time, I forgot. I put it in the container to soak, and I walked away and I got distracted. I let life distract me. And when I came back, I realized it had been soaking for far too long, literally hours. I'd forgotten all about it. And my heart sank, because I knew instinctively the damage had been done. I took it out immediately. I tried to see what I could do, but I knew there was a high probability that there was nothing else I could do. I mean, what's done is done. I put it back on the table. And then a couple of days later, the first blossom fell. Ah, c'est la vie. I warned you, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. You know, I was immediately sad when I saw that happen. But I also felt like, well, there's nothing I can do. I can't revive it. It's on its way out now. I wanted to share this piece about the orchid dying. Sometimes I've met women, and you're in a relationship that's failing, and it seems as if your partner just is no longer trying, like, and you're thinking, like the romantic movies, I want him to fight for me. Sometimes there's stuff happening behind the scenes that you don't actually know that has caused him to, and this is not for everybody, I'm just saying, you know, for whoever this is going to resonate with your soul. There's something that has happened. You may not realize it, but he's soaked you too long. He's soaked the relationship too long. He knows what he has done. He's gone too far. He knows it's done. There's really nothing more that he can do. Like, he broke it. He gets that. And there's a sadness, right, that he may feel, whether he shows it or not. But that's why, you know, it's almost like it's futile. There's nothing I can do. Now, I could have perhaps rushed my orchid to, you know, the local florist to find out if there's anything I could have done. I could have. And that's another thing. Like, so perhaps I felt like I could just cope and get another orchid. You know, that can happen. You know, but the point is that it isn't the orchid that's the problem. It's the user, it's the person, right, in this particular scenario. So sometimes when things die, sometimes the person just realizes, well, I screwed up. That's what I said. I said, I screwed up. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And I did a little, you know, ceremony, if you will. You know, I sat with my orchid. I mourned for it. And then I made up my mind to do better. I made up my mind to go get another orchid and do better this time. Now, this is the other thing that may drop for someone. If you are that woman who was in a relationship with someone you loved and you felt he loved you and it was a relationship that ended badly, and then he seems to be doing so much better with the next relationship, he's treating her better, he's doing things that he never did with you, and maybe deep down inside of you, there's a little niggling that he didn't do those things with you because you didn't deserve it. No, no, no. What's that TikTok song? Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. That's not what's happening at all. It's like me and the orchid. Like, I realize I screwed up. And I now say I totally value this orchid. And so the next time I have an opportunity, if I could have done it over again with that individual, with that orchid, right? That's what's happening. If he could have done it all over again, but he feels as if it's done now. There's something irreparably broken. I can't get her trust back ever. She will never trust me the same. She will never look at me the same. She will never. I've gone too far here. I broke it. The next time I have an opportunity, I'm going to do right. And not only that, He learned. So for me, even as I saw my orchid dying, there was something shifting inside of me. Even as something as simple as an orchid, right? I mean, I can go get another one, right? But something was shifting inside of me where I sat with it as I sat looking at my coffee table. I realized how much I wanted it. I realized how valuable it was to me. I realized the beauty it brought to the room. It literally, you know, this one piece, one thing brings such elegance to my life. But I didn't process that fully. I always loved it, but I didn't process that fully until its blossoms were dying. You know the song that says, on and on it seems to go, and you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Sometimes there are people that learn the hard way, and sometimes we are part of the fallout. And so if you end a relationship, maybe you ended the relationship because the behavior wasn't tenable, and then you see him in the next relationship being the man you had hoped he would be, you know what? Don't feel bad about it. Say, thank God that I was part of your growth, and I release you. I release you. Because the good news is, unlike the orchid, you're not dead. Unlike the orchid, you still have life. And there's so much that will come to you. You're going to attract and you're going to recognize someone wonderful who sees your value, who's already been through his own growth process. And when he sees you, he's going to honor you and care for you and love on you. And this is also for the woman who is in a situation where you are struggling, trying to get somebody to see, I'm an orchid, care for me. And that person is just unwilling. And you have not had the courage to say enough. Maybe this is for you. Maybe this is for you. That you can say enough. Because sometimes the issue is, you are with someone who isn't prepared to care for an orchid. And they keep trying to tell you that you are too much. You know, when I did the IG live, I was talking about us taking personal responsibility for our own care. And removing the notion that it is selfish or indulgent to require what we require. In my house right now, I have many plants. Some are quote unquote house plants. Some are the kind of plants that I went to I just recently went to this place, Botanical Safari, I think it's called here in Atlanta, cute little shop. And right next to Lanice Williams, who's been a guest on this podcast, they have a shop in the Village Supply, Shops at Buckhead, made her leather, Moroccan leather lusciousness. I had an opportunity to come up close and personal with them. Beautifully made products. Anyway, back to the story. And I was talking to the gentleman there and I said, listen, show me the plants that I cannot kill. Show me the most absolute low maintenance plants. And actually it was interesting. The ones he showed me, I was like, boring. No. And there was a time when I only wanted the plants I could not kill. Now I'm a different person. I really want what I want, and I'm prepared to do what it takes. And I was thinking about how in my house I have different plants. And I have flowers as well. I have roses. I have I have mums. I have different ones, right? And they all require different things. I posted some time ago that someone had brought me a bouquet of hydrangeas, and they only lasted the day, because at night, it was winter. I keep my house pretty cold, right? I like to sleep cold. And the poor things, just by the morning, they were like, what is happening? What is this winter? This is not what we signed up for. They just died. By the time I came down, the white hydrangeas were all brown, and it was as if literally winter is coming. It was like something out of Game of Thrones, very dramatic. And so I was saying how you know, flowers need what they need to thrive. And the orchid needs what it needs. The rose needs what it needs. The sunflower needs what it needs. They need what they need. And they don't make apologies for it. They don't justify. They don't discuss it. That's the way God created them. They need what they need. Do you know the same God that created those flowers created you? And you need what you need. We have been programmed for so long to think about our needs as indulgences. You have to really start to look at yourself and say, what do I need to thrive? And begin to put those things in place in your life. Because when you thrive, you're more productive, you're more high performing. For me, recognizing that there's certain things, there's a certain way of being for me that allows me to do at a higher level. Certain things I require. I started out this podcast saying that, you know, I took some time off, unplanned, quote unquote, right? I didn't really plan it. I didn't talk about it with you guys. My soul just said, Madame, we need to rest. I don't know if you don't know, but I know. My brain was like, no, we're stopping. I needed that time. And now I recognize that even as I've come back on, I need this. I need you guys. But I also need to be a bit more measured in my approach, right? And so I'm actually recontracting with myself about my podcast strategy. You need what you need. You need what you need. What do you need? I want you to ask yourself that right now. What do I need to thrive? And how have I been apologizing for it? You have to stop apologizing for it, because it isn't selfishness. It is actually you saying what God has me, what God has in me for you, you being the world, can only come forth if I, as the vessel, am okay. My orchid was dying, and everything that it brought to my table, everything it brought to my room, it could no longer provide it because it was dying. So you have to understand that you have to be well. And I'm not just talking about physical self-care. I'm talking about all the other intangibles that people try to tell you are too much for me. I am that girly girl in some ways. I am, quote-unquote, I'm a little bougie, a little ratchet. That song that came out that was very popular, I don't remember the song. I think it was Megan Stallion or something. I'm old enough to no longer follow all the trends, but young enough to still care. There's a wonderful poem that has that as a line. That's not mine. I really related to that because I'm a little bit of a mix of things. And I need the mix to work. If you've ever had jollof rice, you will understand that there are certain things, you know, people that really know how to cook it, people who really know how to cook, period, understand the balance of flavors and the bitter and the sweet and the spicy. That's c'est moi, that is it, that's who I am. And when I allow myself to really be that way, and when I'm in places that honor that, I shine, I sparkle, I thrive. But when you're around people who try to make you one note, for me, right, and for a season of my life, there was a lot of that. You're this, you're that, and you're too, who do you think you are, and there was just a lot of trying to push into a box, and I allowed that because I was so focused on trying to be acceptable, that I ended up being boring and not me. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to please. I was a people pleaser at the time. And, you know, goodness, then you end up not even liking yourself. So I want to encourage you that the orchid does what it needs. Gets what it needs. It asks for what it needs. Flowers, we really should look at the way nature shows up, right? Unapologetically will reach for the sun. Unapologetically. Trees, do you know trees not only take care of themselves, they actually take care of their neighboring trees too. So this is now another message that as we ask ourselves what we need to thrive, also think about the people around you. What do they need to thrive? And are you creating space for that? Are you creating space for them to be their best as well? Because what they have for you, they can't release it if they're not at their best as well. Because that's another angle too, right? Sometimes we don't recognize that we are hindering other people's ability to thrive. When they say this is what they need, I need a little space when I come home at night. You know, maybe for those of you that are partnered, right, he comes home and you immediately want to launch into togetherness, but he needs that downtime. He needs that to process the day so he can be available for you. And sometimes we're so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't recognize that. And we take it as an affront, but he's getting what he needs, right? And if you can help him understand, okay, if you get what you need here, this is what I need here, here's what we need together. Right? I can literally hear your brains and your hearts kind of percolating with that. Think about that. Are you giving your teens what they need to thrive? Are you giving your children what they need to thrive? You know, our cars, when we don't take care of our cars, no matter how fancy the car, If you don't take care of your car, it will stop unceremoniously on the road. It cannot be bothered. It will stop. Even if it's a Bentley, if you don't put oil in that car, speaking of which, my service light is on. Sorry, you can see how this particular podcast might even be a little different from others because there's a lot of stream of consciousness going on. And I needed to have this kind of girlfriendy chat with you guys. So bear with me, okay? Right? It will stop. A car will just stop. If you don't take care of your tires, if you don't, you know, these are things that it just is. We don't now curse the car and say, you wicked, selfish car. I knew I should never have bought you. You're a problematic car. A car, if you buy a certain kind of car, you know these kinds of cars require this kind of maintenance. And you should only get that kind of car if you're prepared for that. It does what it does. And you do what you do. So I don't want this podcast to be too long. I just want to remind you that it is not only okay for you to ask for what you need and set up your life in a way that works best for you. It is imperative. It is imperative because you are here to shine. You are supposed to let your light so shine. For those of you that grew up like I did, I grew up in Nigeria, where electricity is not taken for granted, quite honestly, even till today, which is quite sad, but separate conversation, come back here. We had lanterns, we always had lanterns, right? And this was very old school. We had all these lanterns and you know, you understand that when you strike the match and you light the wick, there has to be, we had kerosene lanterns. There has to be kerosene in it, right, to fuel it. The wick has to be thick enough, right? There are a number of factors. And if those things aren't there, the light cannot shine. The light cannot shine. So you need to have certain things there in order for your light to shine. Let your light so shine before men. Yes? You are called to be a city on a hill, a lamp that cannot be hidden. And in order for you to do those things, it is imperative that you recognize that you need to thrive. And so that's the message of this podcast. Define who you are for yourself. Define what you need for yourself. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Give yourself what you need. Give yourself the compassion, the love, the care. Ask for the help that you need. Go to the communities that you need to go to. Cry when you need to cry. Laugh when you need to laugh. Be silly when you need to be silly. It's all necessary because you are necessary. Remember, you are an icon. You are inspirational, which means you must also be inspired. You are courageous, which means you must act with courage, because some of this that we're talking about will require courage. You are an original, so your needs may not look like anyone else's, and you are necessary. So from this moment on, live accordingly. God bless you. Be well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe and tell a friend. If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to move from success into significance. Please visit us at iconicwomanhood.com and get a free gift to help you on your journey.